Question: why do we call it Holy Week? Why Holy Week? Yes, because we follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ day by day, not hour by hour. In the last week of his life on earth, there were great actions, saying, event, and that's why come, we have just begun. That's why you call it the Holy Week. Every day in it, and every hour in this week was holy. Because of the great actions that our Lord Jesus Christ concluded his life on earth. And it ended by crucifixion, and after the cross, there was the resurrection. 40 days later, there was the ascension. And then 10 days was the birth of the church. And the birth of the church by the Holy Spirit on the 50th day of his resurrection was the goal of Jesus Christ from the beginning, when he decided the Father, the Holy Spirit, to redeem the whole world, to save the whole world, to bring the whole world from death, from slavery to freedom, from being under the authority of Satan to stand on death and Satan. And this is what our Lord Jesus Christ simply did during his life on earth, and especially in the last 7 days. If we want to benefit Holy Week, we actually to follow the steps day by day, as I said. 3 days only remain until we conclude the Great Lent, and I hope that you benefit from the 47 days of fasting. And then we come to the first day. Is they call it Whit Saturday? What do you call it? Holy Saturday. Holy Saturday. Now, I speak today actually, as I said, do why, and how can we? What happened on Saturday? Two things, actually. Resurrection Holy Week starts the resurrection and concludes with the resurrection. That here, our Our Lord arose Lazarus from the dead after 4 days in the tomb, and on Sunday morning he resurrected from the dead by his own divinity, by his own power of divinity. The power of divinity in himself, and he gives it to us. When we want to benefit of Saturday, number one, how can we do that? How can we benefit? What can we say when we see Jesus Christ resurrecting, arising, a man after corrupted in the tomb today? I want to call him something. أقول له إيه. What can I say? This is the first lesson. And we say it. Suppose you are among the people and listen, following our Lord. You will look at Jesus. And you are the resurrection. You are the resurrection. But our Lord Jesus Christ himself said about himself, and Mary, the sister of Lazarus, before he arose, their brother from the dead, said to him, she said, if you were here, my brother died. And he said, he will arise. She said, yes, I know that he will arise in that. He said, I am the resurrection, the truth. And he said, first lesson, Jesus Christ is the resurrection. Now, Jesus Christ lives in you. Right? You who were baptized in Christ have put on Christ. So you put on Christ. So you put on resurrection. Put on the resurrection. The resurrection is in you. Think of the resurrection. Step. The first lesson. Is in me. In me. I live not afraid of Satan, because I'm not afraid of death, because I have resurrection in me through resurrection whom I put on in the baptism. Number two, in Lazarus was the great visit at that moment. Night, the village in which Lazarus, Mary, and Martha were living, they at least, yani, invited him for supper, at least, to thank him. All the people who knew Lazarus, Martha, extend this pearl. This great visit, two opposite actions. I ask George, you, anyhow, I listen, but two opposite actions. Mary wanted to thank our Lord Jesus Christ because he arose her brother. She brought alabaster, she brought a very expensive and poured it on him. Thank you. When I want to thank God, like the of alabaster, of the perfume Mary did on the head of our Lord Jesus Christ. And at that time, because the perfume was very expensive, the smell perfume filled the whole place. What does it mean? The smell of everyone who serves you, the family, everyone who knows you, the strength of the which you live, always be like the smell of perfume, like Mary did with the opposite act, Joseph the Iscariot was one that 12 disciples. He was actually the treasure. And they used to donate to our Lord Jesus Christ many times. They kept the money with Joseph. And he was a thief. He used to spend this money in bad ways. So, he criticized men, said, why that? This cost of money. We could have, we could have what? Sold this perfume for 300 denarii and give it to the poor. He was betrayed. He wasn't speak from himself, right? Because he was in need of this money to steal it. Here in the house of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the house of Lazarus, Mary and Martha, and this is the second lesson on Saturday, we see food here, people around Jesus Christ. A beloved soul, Mary, pouring him on the head of our Lord Jesus Christ. The betrayer criticizes and refuses the love to our Lord Jesus. Choose. Do you prefer to be like Mary, loving our Lord Jesus Christ, and put whatever you have under his feet? This is the second verse. focus on our Lord Jesus Christ entering Jerusalem as a king. But what sort of king? King riding on a horse, big horse, leading people to fight against the Romans and feed the Jews in slavery as they thought? No. He was a meek. He was a humble, riding on a donkey. This is what happened. Our Lord Jesus Christ is entering Jerusalem. Now, if we want to benefit, number one, which is very important, what is Jerusalem? I want to give you an exercise from now. Whenever you pray using the Agbaya, at every word, Jerusalem or Zion, delete it and put my home. Why? Jerusalem is the place in which our Lord glorified many times. Unfortunately, Jerusalem literally, the people there corrupt, and most of them refuse our Lord. Jerusalem is means my heart. My heart. The church is Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem means city of peace. And the city of peace means the dwelling of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we say that our Lord Jesus Christ is entering my heart in a humble way, what should I do? Humble. Of course, entering of our Lord Jesus Christ on Palm Sunday in this way, riding on a donkey and part of a donkey, that it means that our Lord Jesus Christ wants to enter your heart. In a humble way, he said, learn from me. تعلموا مني. Learn from me. Because I am in humble and meekness in heart. The entering of our Lord Jesus Christ on Palm Sunday, that he wants to make peace with you out of humbleness, out of meekness, out of self-denial. Count the benefits that you can benefit from the Holy Week. When he entered Jerusalem, what did he do? First thing, who knows? The first action our Lord Jesus Christ did after he entered, and the people said, Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest! Hosanna, son of David! Hosanna means save us. Save us. They were saying save us without knowing the meaning of salvation. The salvation that our Lord Jesus Christ has come for was not to save the people from the invasion of Romans against them, but to free the heart from the slavery of Satan. When he came, what is it, the first place that Jesus Christ went to after he entered Jerusalem? Where did he go? Aywa, and it's not what? Temple. The temple. And temple, if you call it, the temple is your heart. answer this. Fine. Catastrophe in the temple. He found people selling and buying, exchanging money, banks, because they used to come at that time to offer sacrifices, but they did not have the shekel, the coin of Jerusalem, so they exchange the money exactly like what you do now. When you go to Egypt, you need the Egyptian pounds. You go to Africa, you need. So, he is a. How many of them? Mr. Kurban. He asked out for this. And he said to them, my house or my father's house is the house of prayer. And you changed it into peace. And how will you do? God is the truth. Please, go out of your life. Maybe to do that with me. Find something wrong in your heart. He's ready to pass out of it. Anything obstacle the good life and the good relationship to meet with him. He is ready to that and he does that always. You listen to his voice. To conclusion this point, do not not leave the bad emotion, love is not the love of God in your heart, but remember that the Lord is ready to pass out these thoughts, these bad actions, these bad emotions to obstruct your great life. This is the Sunday farm. And then, quickly, we come to the first day. Monday. What happened on Monday? Actually, very important thing. And I will not take long for it because I want to reach with you the great day in Saturday. So he was hungry. So went to a fig tree. He didn't find any fruit. Although there was leaves in the fig tree. And then he cursed the tree. It's not season of the fig. Why are searching for something to eat? It's not the season. But the problem with this fig tree that have leaves, but they didn't have fruit. Don't have leaves from outside without fruit in your heart. This is the meaning. And this fig tree means that we are hypocrites. Sorry. We are hypocrites. When we show ourselves from outside in a very good way, while our heart from inside is corrupted, it's not good, it's not enough. We don't have fruit. We have just in here means I can serve in the church. I can serve. I can be deacon. I can be priest. I can be whatever. Sunday school teacher or servant. Or even in the kitchen. Or anything. Or I can be Christian. Showing that I am so and so and so. Why in my heart from inside? This is the problem. The problem of the fig tree is the hypocrisy. And this is the lesson of Monday. Please, don't be hypocrite. Number one. When you are a hypocrite, it means that you have two faces. One face from the side, another packed in your inner heart. No one sees that, except the one that you can never betray, our Lord Jesus Christ, because he doesn't look from outside or your tongue when he speaks, or your ear when you listen, or the way that you go. No. He examines of your heart. As they say, the bottom of your heart. He knows. So when we say something you don't do, when you teach something we don't touch, the scribes and the Pharisees and writers, the Lord cursed them, wow, to you 13 times in Matthew 23. We have in this way, we have two faces. When you say something, you don't live as if Jesus Christ looks at you and say, isn't that you? I know your inner heart. You can betray the people, but you can't betray me. I know what you live. I know the inner heart. Don't be betrayed. Because if you will conceive, you don't conceive the people. You conceive the people. Simply. So the lesson of Monday, don't be with two feet. Live with one feet. على فكرة يعني look حاجة كده. I thought when I was 53 years ago, first ordained priest, I had an advice. He said to me, someone, see and look at Jesus Christ. When you teach what you live, and live what you teach. Teach what you live, and live what you teach. That's why before every sermon, I used to say, much or Jesus Christ, let me say something I live. For if I'm not living, give me power to live what I'm going to speak to the people. Do that. It's not essential to be a servant of the priest or the bishop to preach or teach. No. Your life. Don't betray the others and don't betray yourself, because you will not be able to betray the Lord Jesus Christ to see your teeth. He will say. The most important thing is today. And I don't take it hour by hour. If I take it up hour by hour, you need until the end of the Great Lent at least to finish. But I'm just give hint about every day and leave it to you to eat and revise, learn more. The most important thing on today is the parable. Our Lord Jesus Christ said a very important parable. these parables about the kingdom of God. One of them, the parable of the man who made a wedding for his son and invited the people to come. And everyone gave an excuse. I'm married. I have something to do. I'm busy. I can't come. Then he said to his slaves or servants, go to the streets, to the corners, to every edge, to the hedges, and come and bring forth all the people to my wedding. Because these people whom I invited refused to come to the wedding of my son. And he brought all the people here. Among them was one. The father got to him and said, why you are not dressing the dress of the wedding? He kept silent. He didn't find any words. He could have said, you invited me. You then put conditions on me. But he couldn't reply because he knew that he is not dressing the dress of the wedding. Yes. All of us are invited to the wedding. The wedding is the kingdom. The king is the Father. And his son is our Lord Jesus Christ. He gave himself for us and redeemed us, saved us from the cross. And there is a wedding in heaven, kingdom of God. But no one will come to this wedding unless he is dressed with the wedding. The dress of wedding is purity, the heavenly life, obedience of the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ, the continuous struggling in life against Satan, always repenting, always confessing, always having an intimate to God. This is the dress of the Lord wants. This is the first parable. The second is the 10 virgins. Five wise, five foolish. And the five wise have much oil. The five foolish just listen. Now we have a habit, listen to that. We have a very, very important point. All the days, there are people, all the days listen to the sermon. I listen to Abuna Flan, I listen to Amba Flan, I listen to Sayyidina Flan. I said, yes, good. You listen, but you do? The five fools. The five wise did not just listen to the commandments of God, but they live in it. That's why before reading the Bible, the Gospel, before reading the Gospel in the church, Abuna says, let us be to hear and to act your Holy Gospel. Hear and act. Five foolish did not act, and five wise acted. And this is the main difference. So we are not supposed not to know or to have clerical studies and to have a good information about everything in Christianity, but to live it. Live it. One day, a Pharisee came to our Lord Jesus Christ and said, what can I do to enter the kingdom of heaven? And he said, you don't know the commandments? Love your God from your heart. Yeah. And then the Pharisee said, complete. What our Lord Jesus Christ said, and yes, Master, you are right, because we have to love our neighbors, our relatives, from our hearts. Then Jesus Christ looked at him and he said, do that and you will live. Do what you know and you will live. Tuesday, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you need to have to dress, to put on the dress of the living God, the dress of obedience of the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. So ask the people, when they see your good deeds, glorify your Father in heaven. Wednesday. Here and here. Again, we see on Wednesday a lady came to do the same as Mary on Saturday did Jesus Christ. She brought alabaster, she brought perfume and put it on his head. And the same man, Judas Iscariot, criticized, refused, and said, why this law? Why? Here, our Lord Jesus Christ, what did he do? He praised the woman, and he said, until the end, what this woman did to me will be mentioned, because he did that for my body. In advance. And it was Wednesday. After 2 days, he was crucified. So the smell of the perfume was still on the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which the woman put on his body. For Judas Iscariot, he did not even or only criticize, but he went to the Jews and said, I can give this man to you. How much? Betrayed, defeated, sold him for a very cheap. He was evaluating the alabaster with 300 denarii. And he accepted to take 30 silver coins. Calculation. The denarii equals 100 silver coins. The dinar equals the guinea or malin, 100, or here dollar and cent. 100 silver coins. So the 3 dinars, it would be 3,000. The dinar is 100 silver coin. If a 3,000. 30,000. He agreed with 35. What? Over 10. He was sad because the woman put on Jesus Christ a alabaster with 300 denarii, but he sold our Lord Jesus Christ with 1/1,000 of this value. I sell my Lord Jesus Christ here sometimes. Sometimes. When I give myself to bad action, I betray. When I agree in a bad way, I betray him. When I refuse his commandment, life and I said, I give him for a very cheap. Wednesday, you can call it the smell of love and the smell of smell of love from the woman and the smell of the Wednesday. Thursday. Thursday full of action, but most of the our time, yani, so as not to yani, keep you listening, 1, 2, 3, 4, now 5, we'll go through. Number 1, our Lord Jesus Christ teaching his disciples in 4 full chapters, John 13, 14, 15, 16, in what we call Paraclete. Paraclete means Holy Spirit. He spoke to them as the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, and in the church, and for those who accept him. We call it part. We have here يعني good habit كده بأن couple of years يعني بعملها دايما وبعملها أنا دايما. We have the Paraclete in the first the eve of Friday, but we have after the liturgy of Thursday because we are fasting. Just then fasting. And say these 4. And the 5th chapter is the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, to the Father for us. Rule. Keep it in your mind. When our Lord Jesus Christ speaks to me, he speaks in the voice of the Father. When our Lord Jesus Christ speaks to God, he speaks on my behalf. On my behalf. And this is the meaning of the mediator. Jesus Christ is the mediator between the Father and the people. To the people, he speaks in the voice of God. To God, or the Father, he speaks to the people. As a son of man, he is son of God, he is, but son of God and son of man are one. Not two separate God or two separate persons. Number 1, Paraclete. Number 2, washing of the feet. It was the feet of his disciples. Imagine that God washes my feet. Imagine how come the disciples came one by one, and then Peter said, no, I can't let you wash my feet. No, how come? You are my master, you are my Lord, you are my God. He said, if I don't wash your feet, you don't have portion with me in heaven. He said, no, wash me all, not only my feet and my hand, body. And then Jesus Christ said to him, it's enough. If I wash your feet, it is enough. What is the meaning? That we, as Christians, as the temple of God, when we walk on earth, sometimes some dust from the earth comes to our feet. This is the sin. Hopefully it doesn't go up to my heart. So when I wash my feet, repent from all my heart. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, enough to wash your feet. Enough to repent from your heart. I don't want to take your life, your sins, because I just repent. Just wash your feet from of the earth. And this is the meaning of the repentance. Number three, praising. For praising, very important. After he washed their feet, what did he do? Holy communion. Holy communion. He initiated the sacrament of Holy Communion. After finishing the rites of the Passover, which was resembling the Holy Communion, he gave his body and said to the people, take, which people? The disciples. Take, this is my body. Eat of it. Take, this is my blood. Take of it. Someone said, how come you are not yet crucified? You give us your body? Which is the answer? What is the answer? Simple. Critical. How come that the Lord gave him his body and his disciples on Thursday while he was crucified on Sunday? On Friday, as how? Maybe difficult for you. I explain to you. Our Lord Jesus Christ is not submitted to the time. We are submitted to the time. But he is God. Can do everything, anytime, without saying, no, come one, then two, then three, then four. No, it's not this stuff. Jesus Christ is not under the time, not under our regime of life. No. Why, when he said, this is my body, yes, I take it, this is my body. This is my blood, yes, this is my blood. And from this moment, from the Holy Communion, there is nothing to be sent, sacrifices, blood sacrifices. No, halal. It's done, because this one was in the Old Testament before the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, the true Lamb who gave himself not as a high priest, but he gave himself as the Lamb of the Lord's world. Not just high priest to offer sacrifice, but high priest to offer himself sacrifice. And then, after the Holy Communion, and then, number five, Judas. Came Judas and gave up Jesus Christ to the Jews, and you know about this. All the night. Overnight. The Jews were punishing him, smacking him, despising him, everything, everywhere. Think of everywhere. had done it with our Lord Jesus Christ all the night. Herod, Pontius Pilate, and then Herod again, and then Pontius Pilate. Accusations against Jesus Christ, but they couldn't prove any of these accusations. Except when our Lord Jesus Christ said to Pilate, when he said, "Don't you know that I have authority to free you or to kill you?" He said, "You don't have any authority. If I don't give myself, you cannot do anything, because I know who I am." He said, "Are you Jesus Christ?" He said, You said. Early in the morning, the pilot came to Pontius Pilate, get our Lord Jesus Christ and freed Barabbas, who was a thief and a criminal man. He freed Barabbas and gave Jesus Christ to be crucified. Here we come to Good Friday. Good Friday. In Good Friday, we'll number one, Pontius Pilate, judge, put him to death. Number two, crucifixion, find him. This happened in the morning, early in the morning. This happened 9 o'clock. Number three, raised him on the cross. 12 o'clock. Number four, completion of salvation. They bet him 39 on his back. 39 slashes on his back. Why not 40? Do you know why not 40? Because many of the criminals, according to the Roman law, they used to beat them 39. If he's still alive, then number 40 is to kill him. Because if he bore 40, he's free. Because he bears 40. Lord Jesus Christ, 39 slashes on his back, the 40. They put in his hands and then they put the cross at 12 o'clock. In all these, Jesus Christ spoke 7 words. I will not tell you the 7 words. I will leave them for you. But the first one was, "O Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they are doing." يَا أَبَتَا اغْفِرْ لَهُمْ لَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ مَاذَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Forgiveness of the sins. From the beginning, this is the third one. The last one. It is finished. Father, in your hands I give my spirit. Between them, there were when the right thief saw our Lord Jesus Christ, he believed in him. He is really the God to pray a lot. And he said to him, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Our pride, today you will be with me in paradise. Because the kingdom is not yet open. The kingdom of heaven is not yet open. It will be opened when our Lord Jesus Christ comes in the second coming and opens the kingdom of heaven. Now, who live the life here on earth, they go to the joy, which is the place of the awaiting people, the right people who will come end of the days to the kingdom of heaven. So our Lord corrected the prayer of the right thief and said, they will be with me in the paradise. And it happened. And it happened. Because our Lord when he is finished, this moment is the separation in the Old Testament and the New Testament. See what happened at that time. من هنا from 12 o'clock to 3 p.m. o'clock, there was darkness in the whole world because the sun and the moon could not see the Creator crucified on the cross. So there was no light. And the church turns off all the everything from 12 o'clock to 3 p.m. When our Lord Jesus Christ said, I deliver my soul, Father, in your hands, I give my soul. So it was the beginning of the whole world. Why? Because at this moment, when he said, in your hands, I deliver my soul, or I give, it means that I have finished the message that you gave me to do on the world. I paid the price of the sin for the whole world. And this moment is an honorable moment. Honorable moment. What happened at that time? At that time, the spirit of God went into the Hades, and then he freed all the people who were in the Hades, and who were righteous people, and brought them to the paradise of joy and opened it for the first time. This happened at 3 at 5 o'clock. They examined the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. They found him already delivered his soul. They brought him down before the Sabbath, and then they buried him at 12 hours. That's why we pray the 12th hour in the Hekel. In the Hekel. And something very, very, very good happened. You find that the Shamamsa wearing the blue color. When we come in the Hekel, the 12th hour, we change it into the right. That we are now rejoicing. Rejoicing the death of God on the cross, because the death of God on the cross completed the whole salvation that we are in need. We still have church during the Holy Communion. متهيألي بعد 49 أكمل ولا أخطأت؟ فضل خلاص أوكي. Saturday, we see our Lord Jesus Christ in the tomb and we go to sleep. So we at midnight and open the curtain and start a search between sad and joy. Sad because our Lord died, but joy because our Lord raised from them. You will find half in the sadness melody, half of the hymns in the sadness, and the other half of the same hymn in the joy tune. So it's the church. The church is an amazing atmosphere. Amazing. We start with the last the prophet 151, and he put this psalm after he killed Goliath, the Philistine. He killed him by just one stone in his forehead, and he killed him and said this, أنا صغير في إخوتي, I am the least among my brothers, come and attend that at 12 o'clock Saturday. Don't miss that. It's a very, very, very good tune, very good hymn. And I used to have it in the past, but now I have a group of Shamamsa who are very clever. They can do it for me. Usually, Abuna puts the Psalms book on his head, like what I do now, while they chanting the Psalm 151. After that, we pray all the hymns, all the prophets from the Old Testament, the New Testament, about those who face death but live. Face death but live. David faced death towards Goliath, but he became him. He killed him. Daniel was put in the lion's den, but he was the 300 young men were in the fiery, he would say, all the people that face death but live, resembling our Lord Jesus Christ, who went through death but raised from the dead. And today is Christos Unisti, and Messiho Kaho, Christ is risen. This is briefly, very briefly. Was a little bit long, but this was very, very briefly how to follow the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ from Lazarus Saturday to the early morning of Sunday resurrection. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any questions? I don't think that you have to. Well.
Hi, guys. Thank you, Buna, for that. That was actually very enlightening. So just a few announcements. So obviously there's no TLG next week. It's going to be Holy Week. So there's Vespa every day. So just a brief schedule on the Vespas here at St. Mary's, at least. It's going to be Vespa from 6:30 to 7:30 for the first hour, and then I believe from 10 to 1, and then at every evening from 6 to 9. So please find some time to go and attend one, at least best God, one of the churches. So we want everyone to attend. So if you guys need a ride or you guys feel you need to make it here, please let us know, let the servants know, and we can organize to find you a ride to get there. The building will be open, and the basement will be open all day. So if you want to come during the morning best class and then stay in between the best class to study, because we all know you guys have exams and stuff like that coming up, so feel free to do so. So it's all available for you guys so you can benefit this week. Also, if everyone also saw that on the group, we posted, Center posted a exam prayer calendar. So this is for all of you guys, if you guys have exams coming up, to give Sandra your exam dates so that we can put your name on those dates. And Abuna will be putting those that calendar on the altar when he prays liturgy or when he's doing any prayer, so he can pray for you guys during your exam season. So we really encourage you guys to text Sandra and give that to her. We'll post that link just one more time so you guys can get that. And then also, if you guys saw last week, we also posted a Slido topic, a Slido for topics. So if you guys have any suggestions of topics you guys want to hear, especially after Easter and for the next year, please put your suggestions there. We got a lot of good ones so far, so thank you for those who have filled it out. And then there's an event, if you all know, Father Joseph John is going to be here at St. Mary's on Thursday evening. There's still a bunch of tickets that if you're looking to buy any, there's still some availability there. So if you guys want to attend, please do so. That's everything I had. Abuna, can you pray for us, please?
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all God, amen. Yes, our Lord, we do believe that your cross was the only way of our freedom, and your suffering was the only way for our rest, and your passions were the only way for our rejoicing, the true joy. And live forever, delighting your great love to us. Every time we come to these days of remembering the Holy Week, following the footsteps of your crucifixion, we thank you from all our hearts. And we renew our promises to you, our Lord. Let us also carry the cross after you, because we know when we carried the cross, you reached the resurrection, and when we carry the cross after you, we reach the resurrection and triumph on Satan and his trickery. I ask you, our Lord Jesus Christ, to bless all your children who are standing before you this time in this prayer. Fill their hearts with joy and harmony. Fill their hearts with purity and peace, inner peace, our Lord Jesus Christ. Give them the success, not only in their school, but also in their spiritual life and in their relationship with you, which increases day by day by day, until we finish our strife in this world and go to you, carrying with us the treasures that you asked us to carry with us, to be rich people in your sight and hear your voice. Blessed are you, my beloved Son. You were faithful in the little, and you are faithful in the big. Go in the kingdom of heaven through the intercession of the Saint Mary and through the blessing of the great Lent that you gave us this year. Bless all who are standing now, servants and youth, and make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ the Lord. Thank you. And now, my love of God, of God the Father, and the grace of His own.